And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations continue meeting in Italy. Today's discussions are about migration and the increase in investment in countries from where many migrants begin their journeys. Francis, the Pope, will become the first Pope to address world leaders at the summit. He has just arrived there. His speech will focus on AI. An hours-long manhunt has come to a successful end in Texas after authorities in the Houston area recaptured Joshua Thomas. He first fled during a court appearance, holding a court staffer at knife point in her SUV until the vehicle finally crashed. Harris County Sheriff's Major Saul Suarez.
We're able to also arrest two other suspects for the charge of hindering apprehension. The suspect did resist, and at that point our officers and deputies deployed taser.
We could get a ruling today on whether presidents should be granted absolute immunity. The Supreme Court might hand down that decision, plus a ruling on whether obstruction charges against the January 6th rioters can stand. This is ABC News. Brutal heat across parts of the Southwest helping fuel a wildfire in Arizona that so far is 0% contained.
Firefighters racing to contain a massive wildfire that destroyed several homes and shut down a major highway near Phoenix as crews battle the flames from the air and on the ground. Residents on high alert.
Pretty scary last night. I'm thinking, well, we're going to die. Go to sleep.
Much of the Southwest baking under record-breaking heat. Phoenix has seen triple-digit temperatures every day for nearly 3 weeks.
That's ABC's Mola Lenghi. Saudi officials say they expect at least 2 million pilgrims for this year's Hajj, which begins today. More than 1.5 million have already arrived in Mecca. And a photographer winning and losing a photography competition. The photo of a flamingo with its head bent to its body initially won, but then was disqualified because he actually took the picture. The competition was only for AI-generated pictures. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction said Thursday a proposal to address the issues at Milwaukee Public Schools is acceptable. The plan was put together to fix financial irregularities in the district. DPI is withholding millions of dollars in state aid because the district is months overdue with its annual financial audit. The UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus at Menasha will close in June of next year. Chancellor Andrew Levitt said enrollment has declined nearly 67% over the past decade in a competitive market. The Menasha campus is the sixth two-year campus to be marked for closure amid ongoing UW system enrollment declines. And First Lady Jill Biden was in Green Bay Thursday to speak with older Wisconsin voters. Biden says her husband will ensure medication prices stay low and that he's helping build a better future for people's grandkids. The First Lady, who is on a four-state tour this week, made her second stop in Green Bay this year.
We want community members like you to help us get our kids on the path to success and back to school this fall, plus secure a great part-time position. Cobison Buses will be hosting a patriotic driver hiring event on Wednesday, June 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. with on-site interviews at Cobison locations statewide. During this event, test drive a school bus, register for festive door prizes including Milwaukee baseball tickets, and new drivers are eligible for a starting bonus up to $2,400. Visit Cobison.com for a location near you.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Chance of a shower on your Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 75. Showers and storms Saturday night, a low of 63. Chance of a storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 87. For Monday, showers and storms, 86. And highs near 90 with storms on Tuesday.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Thank you. ain't got nothing against rock and roll. But when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory before you spend your money, babe. Play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. The love we shared was gonna last forever. Once I was your one and only, now here I sit, Mr. Lonely. We'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got that I don't? The one thing this dark cloud you left me under, can't sort it out, so I sit and wonder. I tell myself it hurts, don't it? Now my empty heart will be forever haunted. He'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got?
fishing in the dark line. days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Fishing in the Dark, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s and expecting 80s this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour in our newsmakers segment. Rod Bain in talking with Alexis Taylor about the ACE program, and we will have more with Rod on that here coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment. Well, it is June Dairy Month, and we'll continue our conversation today with the Larson family, the owners of the Loran Rolling Acres. They are the host of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow morning. We'll be on that. Also later today, come on over to SFB Bank in Durand. 9 to 4, they're going to be serving root beer floats and cheese curds today. So, and I always like the root beer floats too. So, I want to kind of check that out as well with SFB, Security Financial Bank here in Durand. It's root beer floats and cheese curds to celebrate June Dairy Month. They'll be doing that from 9 till 4. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic will be kind of an update on the High Lake soybeans. And this data was presented by Dr. Kevin Hamilton from Penn State University. The first research on these high oil, lake oil soybeans was published in 2017, and it's become very popular in the last 2 years. For our listeners, what the difference is, conventional soybeans will have basically 22% 18-1. That's oleic acid, very rumen-friendly acid, and 55% of 18-2, which is a polyunsaturated that can really impact rumen fermentation and butterfat tests. The high oil basically flip those numbers. The high oil seeds will have 75% oleic acid and 7% of the polyunsaturated fatty acids, which can be a bit of a challenge as well. So certainly, those are differences out there that you can make a real difference in how much of this we can feed to dairy animals. There are three different types on the marketplace, Bill. First one is a Flemish, which basically is coming from the Pioneer Group. Vistagol, which both of those, by the way, are GMOs. That's coming from Bayer. And then there's a non-GMO that is coming from the University of Missouri, and that's called Soylike. Those are available depending on if you're organic or inorganic or desires on the feeding program. If we are going to be using these, be well aware of what we call short-term and long-term effects. Short-term means that you're going to sell them to a crushing plant. You may get a premium for that, and you have to be able to segregate those. However, long-term, a lot of my dairy farmers here in the U.S. are going to look at feeding them because it allows them to have a homegrown fat source, and we know fat is very expensive, and it can push butterfat tests as well. The other good news is oleic acid also improves total fat digestibility and some NDF digestibility, so that's work that comes out of Michigan State. So we can look at the sources of these soybeans. You can feed them raw. And if you feed them raw, there will be about 20% that have rumen undegraded protein. 80% will be broken down in the rumen. More urea-like, if you wish, out there in the feeding program. You can roast them and then become more 50-50. They have to be roasted very effectively as well. And then you can also get expellered soybeans, and that means that you will be 55 to 60% bypassed. So you can take these soybeans and heat treat them or not and make a difference. If you feed them raw, you should be certainly grinding them or breaking them. Be well aware in the summer because of a rancidity, you want to have no more than about a week's supply ahead to avoid degradation. The roasted soybean, extruded soybeans are much more stable as far as that goes, and Ohio State recommends cracking them into eighths or quarters, as far as that goes, to reduce the surface area to be sure that we get the good bypass as well. Certainly, we know that this new technology is exciting. The cost of the seed is very comparable to conventional seed as far as that goes. So our take-home messages include, Bill, one, that high oleic soybeans are here and can allow for higher intakes. We can go as high as 5 or 6 pounds if you need that much oil in the feeding program. We recommend roasting them to increase RUP fractions for high-producing dairy cows, and certainly we know that oleic acid improves such things as fat digestibility and fiber utilization. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Coming up on Monday, we'll check the markets with Lee Mielke. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparingInsurance.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this!" If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I. Talk about number one, oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. 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 Wanna talk about I. Wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is doing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker and What's It to You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, 55 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the July contract is traded, down 1 cent to 21.08, August at 21.56, September 21.18, October at 20.52. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 1 1/4 to 202 1/4. 40 pound blocks up 4.5 to 198 1/4. 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 yesterday to 309 1 trade. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 1/4 to 119 1/4 1 trade. Dry whey steady at 48 even, no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher, and hogs are called mixed. Now, feedlots held out, and packers had to step up and pay more for cattle that they needed on Thursday. Live cattle then did an about-face from the lower prices to close higher. Hog futures went in the other direction as fundamental and technical support remains elusive in the hog markets. June live cattle opened the day at 184.82, August 179.50, October 181.70. August feeder cattle open at 257.47, September 258.30, October 258.72. June hogs open at 91.75, July 92.77, August at 88.60. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower as it's pretty much a weather market. Now, while there has been some forecasts for some heat building into portions of the Corn Belt, there's also some models showing that there could even be some additional rainfall, and that would help the crop, hence lower grain markets this morning. Also some rain potentially as well in some of the Russian wheat growing areas, as it does appear that the weather will play the biggest role here, at least through the end of June, in the grain markets. July corn down 1 3/4 to 456 3/4. September down 2 to 461 1/2. New crop down 1 3/4 at 474 1/4. July beans down 6 3/4 to 1182 3/4. August down 7 to 1171 1/4. New crop down 7 1/4 to 1153. July soybean meal down a dollar to 367.30. July soybean oil down 20 cents to 43.66. Chicago wheat, July down 6 to 6.14. September and December both down 5 3/4. September at 6.32, December 6.55. Minneapolis wheat, July down 3 to 6.64. And September now down 2 3/4 to 6.74. Energy markets this morning, July crude oil up 7 cents to 78.69. August up 12 cents to 78.38. And July and August gas both up 2 cents. July at 2.43, August at 2.42. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 407, July 410, new crop 421. Cash and July beans 1120, new crop 1080. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 432.5, July 432.5, August 420.5, new crop 426. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 428, August 430, new crop 426. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn 408, new crop 421. Cash beans 1117, July 1111, new crop 1085. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 418, new crop 426. Cash beans 1104, new crop
$10.75. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.41, July $4.44, August $4.34, new crop $4.31, cash beans $11.67, July $11.70, August $11.43, new crop $11.01. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.05, July $4.09, new crop $4.21, cash beans $11.21, July $11.25, new crop $10.85. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $177 to $191, Holstein fed cattle $158 to $178, market cows $105 to $139, bulls $134 to $165, calves $310 to $960, beef steers $189 to $307, Holstein steers $162 to $330. Sheep markets, market lambs $225 and down, light lambs $275 and down, ewes $85 and down, rams $80 and down, goat markets, does $220 and down, bucks $240 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers $183.50 to $193, finished beef heifers $183.50 to $192, finished dairy steers $170 to $181, market cows $110 to $129, market bulls $136 to $176. Market hogs at Zumbrota at $72 to $75. Light sows up to 67, heavy sows 65 to 67.50, boars 26 to 29.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76, visit staples.com/print for details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did things I oughta, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing time for eternity. And I don't know nothing about tomorrow. I've been lost.
Another day, this killing time.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or imagine Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh,
talking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road. Hey, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. USDA's new Assisting Special Crop Export Initiative, also known as ACE, is accepting program funding applications for efforts to address specific export challenges. Rod Bain has more.
Project funding applications are now being accepted for areas within USDA's new Assisting Specialty Crop Exports Initiative.
The ACE program overall will prioritize and target $100 million. This first tranche is for $20 million in ACE projects to really address some cross-cutting issues that were raised by a diverse segment of our specialty crop producers across the United States when we first started talking about how could we better support them in the export space.
That's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Alexis Taylor. She says the funding addresses challenges within the specialty crop export industry, such as maximum residue limits of pesticides and fungicides in fruits, vegetables, and nuts sold to foreign markets.
That's a big area that we see challenges for our specialty crop exports. So we announced this first $20 million in funding is going to be targeted to 5 projects.
The application period for the MLR Quick Marketing Sheets focus area has already passed. However, the remaining projects have a mid to late July application deadline. The breakdown of these focus areas include
MRL regional harmonization. So we are looking for folks to support work in Asia, Latin America, and Africa related to MRLs for specialty crops in those regions to really help develop risk-based and trade facilitative policies that really line up with international standards like Codex. We'll be targeting MRL guideline implementation in the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation economies to help facilitate adoption and implementation of official APEC MRL guidelines that help facilitate trade and, again, are consistent with international science-based standards like Codex.
The remaining projects for application involves partnerships to
do research and help do some data generation so we could go to Codex and get MRLs that are supportive of facilitating trade for specialty crops. And then the project, which is not tied to MRLs, will target Sustainable Packaging Innovation Lab, and we're looking for a partner to create this lab.
Details about the Assisting Specialty Crop Export Program are available online at www.fas.usda.gov/programs. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Light winds, lower humidities, and plenty of sunshine are expected today. However, that's going to change as rain will begin to move in on Saturday, and we're going to have multiple rounds of showers and storms into next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 38 to 43%. North winds at 5 to 7, becoming light. We'll see 14 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 56 to 61. Relative humidities at 83 to 88%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 54 to 59%. And we'll have southeast winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Unless you catch a lot of fish out of your pond, it's hard to tell how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A biologist can age your fish and assess pond quality as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
My friend Betsy knew there were some old lunkers swimming around the bottom of her pond. They had a DNR aquatic specialist age the grass carp and discovered they were more than 25 years old. Brian Greb is an associate professor of fisheries at South Dakota State University. He says knowing how old the fish are gives you an idea of the health and quality of the pond's ecosystem. For example, if most of the fish come from just a few age groups, it tells you that reproduction is spotty.
Indicate maybe you have some sort of spawning habitat or rearing habitat issues. A lot of times it might be a lack of vegetation, for example. A 15-inch largemouth bass, it's a big difference if that 15-inch bass is 3 years old and growing really fast or 12 years old and growing really slow. That tells you a lot about the prey supply in your pond.
Biologists use a variety of techniques to tell how old a fish is. They observe the scales, clip off a fin ray, or look at the otolith, which is the ear bone inside the fish's head. Greb says the otolith provides the most precise information.
The otolith is a fairly small bone, but it has very distinct growth bands. We can put them underneath a dissecting scope, and, you know, just like counting rings on a tree, you know, we look at the dark and light bands, and that'll tell us the age structure.
How many fish it takes to make the assessment depends on the body of water. Hundreds of fish may be analyzed from a large lake, but Greb says for most farm ponds, a sample of 25 to 30 fish in a range of sizes will do.
There is no set schedule for how often the fish should be aged. Call a biologist if you haven't done an assessment in a while, you just bought an acreage with a pond, or you're worried about the health of the fish. Learn more about aging the fish in a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Talent, well, no. These days you don't really need it, thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel, can't wait to sue my dad, can't wait to wreck a Ferrari on my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. Adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just 'cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit with my latte and just how I like it. They say I've gone insane. I blame it on the fame, the pressures that go with being a celebrity. I get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids, they'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. You're a celebrity. It's adios reality. No matter what you do, people think you're cool just 'cause you're on TV. But I can fall in and out of love, have marriages that barely last a month. When they go down the drain, I blame it on the fame and say it's just so tough.